This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday rejected Hamas's latest offer for a ceasefire and return of hostages held in the Gaza Strip, but U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was still room for negotiation.
While there are some clear non-starters in Hamas's response, we do think it creates space for agreement to be reached, and we will work at that relentlessly until we get there.
U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas on Tuesday delivered its counteroffer to a ceasefire proposal drawn up by U.S. and Israeli spy chiefs and delivered to the militant group last week by Qatari and Egyptian mediators. Officials say a U.S. drone strike has killed a high-ranking militia commander in Iraq. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
U.S. officials suspect Kataib Hezbollah led an attack in Jordan late last month that killed three American troops. Today, two officials said a U.S. strike targeted a senior militia commander in Baghdad. And two officials with Iranian-backed militias say the strike killed Kataib Hezbollah's top operations commander for Syria. The strike comes days after the U.S. attacked dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and Tehran's Revolutionary Guard. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Senate Republicans have blocked a bipartisan border package, scuttling months of negotiations between the two parties on legislation intended to cut down record numbers of illegal border crossings. Many Republicans said the election year compromise wasn't enough, even as supporters of the bill insisted it was the best that could be gotten in divided government. This is VOA News. Officials say a pair of bombings at the election offices of a political party and an independent candidate in southwest Pakistan killed at least 30 people and wounded many more. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
People carry the wounded to ambulances in the chaotic aftermath at one of the blast locations. A spokesman for the provincial government says the first attack happened in Pashin, a district in Baluchistan province. Over a dozen were killed in the attack and the wounded transported to a nearby hospital. Later on Wednesday, another bombing at the Jamiat Ulema Islam Party election office, also in Baluchistan, killed a similar number. The attacks come a day before the country opens its ballot boxes. I'm Charles Ledesma.
A Turkish citizen has been sentenced to 20 years in jail in Italy for his part in a migrant shipwreck last year in which 94 people were killed, Italian media reported on Wednesday. A judge from southern Italy also imposed a €3 million fine, or $3.2 million fine on the man. Prosecutors allege he was piloting the boat that had set off from western Turkey with 180 people on board. Russian President Vladimir Putin has granted an interview to U.S. TV host Tucker Carlson, according to the Kremlin, in what would be the Russian leader's first interview given to an American journalist since before the country's invasion of Ukraine nearly 2 years ago. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
In a Tucker Carlson Network video released on Tuesday, the former Fox News host said he wanted viewers to know as much as possible about Russia's view of its invasion of Ukraine. A Kremlin spokesperson said Putin agreed to talk to Carlson because his approach differed from what he called one-sided reporting of the Ukraine conflict by many Western news outlets. Putin, who ordered the invasion of Ukraine on February 24, 2022, was last formally interviewed by a U.S. media outlet in October 2021. Many Western media organizations have left Moscow or shuttered their operations due to onerous media laws passed shortly after the war.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Rio de Janeiro city authorities on Wednesday declared a public health emergency in the city because of an outbreak of mosquito-borne dengue fever. The announcement came just days before Carnival celebrations kick off across Brazil. But the outbreak wasn't expected to derail Carnival, which officially starts on Friday evening and runs through the 14th. Rio City Hall announced the opening of 10 care centers, the creation of an emergency operation center, and the allocation of hospital beds for dengue patients. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.